starting the famous sugya now. It's a long sugya with many interesting geshmakazachim and potim and potipotim, as we'll see. Zakti Gemara, Omar Rami Bachoma, Zayza Meres, Zok Rashi, what's Zayza Meres? Masis and Victorian Shneim, Shigbi, Messiah, Kanua, Viachleku, Shmagbiya, Magbiya, Ladash, Yiknu, Achavei, Achetzir. There's a topic called There's a topic that a guy walks down the street and he wants to go pick up a metzia for his friend. He wants to be zecher for his friend. How do you want to be zecher for his friend? Pashtus using the din of zochem al shalev b'fanav as a sus. So there's a havamin over here that I'm going to see the chaveri, like on a chaveri, after they got to the being a raya. We need to be a raya that a person can be a magbiya metziah for his friend. Where's the raya? Because there's a case in the Mishnah where two guys picked it up together. When two girls pick up a metziah together, and they want to be kind of, let's say, each guy half, it has to be that each one picked it up the metziah for the other guy also. Why? Because if not, there's a problem called Munachas Agavikarka. That means that if I'm not going to pick it up for him and he's not going to pick it up for me, it's going to come out that the other half of the talis was picked up by somebody else for themselves. And that's a chisaron in my opinion. So in the Mishnah, which we're going to see where in the Mishnah there's a case, but in the Mishnah there's a case of two people who picked up a mitzvah together, they want to be koine together. And in order for them to be koine, each one they have, each one has to be able to help the other guy out. Why? Because otherwise the Gemara says, there's a problem called the half that you did is like it's on the ground and my picking up my half doesn't work, and the half that I did doesn't work because of and what you did doesn't work because it stares you. Now, this thing of what is the problem of menachas, it means like this: if I cannot be magbir metziah for my friend, so two people pick up a metziah together, nobody will be kind, because we look at the other half as menachas agavir karka. Now, what is that problem? But what is the problem with that? What do you mean, I picked up here? You picked up here, Babaya. What is that problem is a whole business, which we're going to start tomorrow at the end and continue the next day. It's a whole business. Whole machlekes revived and Rashba and Rosh, a whole balagan. What exactly is the problem? How do you fix the problem? When is there such a problem? But that's what we're going to leave for today. Stay in the Gemara, there are two people, stay in the Gemara the following. In our Mishnah, there's a case of two people who picked up a Mitzia together in order for them to be both Zeicher. And in order for each guy to be koina, each guy needs help from the other guy in order that he should be koina. In order that each guy should be koina for the other guy. Otherwise, there's a problem called munachas agavikarka. The other half, which was not picked up for me, is on the ground. So I need him to pick up for me. And from there we learn out. Then I'm walking down the street, I can pick up a mitzvah for somebody else. So I think about Baita. One guy can pick up for the other, and then when two can pick up a mitzvah together, each of them could resolve the problem of menachas agavir karka, each one for the other one, which we have to discuss a little tomorrow. Really, when you're walking down the street, you can't pick up a mitzvah for somebody else. But all kind of time, and the reason why in our Mishnah, where they both picked it up together, is a different reason, because of migud zachar l'nafshei zachar ami l'chavri. Teda, Shiilu Amar L'Shlucha Yitzei Gnoivli, approves you that there's a sugya called Migud Zochi L'Nafshi Zochi Nami L'Chavri, because you have a din that if a guy goes ahead and makes a gneiva for somebody else, you're potter because ain't Shechot Ha'aveir. If you send a guy to do a Shlichos, ain't Shechot Ha'aveir. And yet, Shutz Meshagon, Ruch Hayov, my Tamil Abba, should have been a Migud Zochi L'Nafshi Zochi Nami L'Chavri, Shmami Nod. There's a lot to talk about over here in this sugya. I'm going to give introductory words today, okay, slowly. First of all, the Gemara here says that there's a sugya called Magbiya Mitzia L'Chaver Kana Chaver. I'm walking down the street, I see a Mitzia, and I want to go ahead and pick up the Mitzia for my friend. So the Gemara has a shaka v'tayra, can you or can't you? The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from our Mishnah that you could pick up for your friend. Now again, where is the raya from Amrishi picking up for a friend? Because there was a case in the Mishnah, it wasn't explained later on down the page. There's a case in the Mishnah where two people picked up a mitzia together, slowly, and when two people pick up a metziah together, they have to be that each one's doing for the other also, because if not, I repeat, it's going to be menachas agabi karka, the other half, it wasn't called picked up, and the other half is called on the ground, which we'll talk about tomorrow. Therefore, when two people pick up a metziah together, there's a problem called menachas agabi karka on the other half, and therefore each one has to do agwa, each one for the other. So that was the raya, that you can do agbi otila chavera kona chavera, after the Gemara. No, there's no raya. If you're walking down the street and you want to pick up a mitzvah for somebody else, you can't pick it up. But if you're anyway doing it for yourself, so then you could do it for Yanagai also. Atkan, the pshat of the Gemara. Let's start. First of all, what is this thing called Migud Zachi, the Nafshi Zachi HaMechavri? Why is it better than the regular case of Magbi Vatzil HaMechavri? So we'll start off with an introduction. Rashi over here says, the time two types of cases where a guy's magbi mitzia. One type of case magbi mitzia is when I walk down the street and I pick up the mitzia for my friend over there. Loilam, you can't do it. Why not? Because you're a teufel of bachoy makum shechav lacherem. The din is the zachal adam shalei b'fanov. That's very nice, but makum shechav lacherem, you can't do it. You're a chav lacherem. Why are you called a chav lacherem, by the way? Because you're being chav, the whole world out there, they can't pick up the mitzia. That's called chav lacherem. The Mela, the Gemara says, you can't pick up a mitzia. Why not? I zoch him adam shalei b'fanov, but it's chav lacherem. And when it's chav lacherem, you can't do it for somebody else. So why in our Mishnah, where I also have to come on to being Magbi Mitzia Lechaver, I have to come on to the fact that I'm picking it up for him. Because if I don't pick it up for him, then the other half's on the ground, and then his half doesn't help either. So I have to do it for him also. Here's Migud Zachi and Avshei. Since I'm doing it for myself, I can do it for him also. And that takes care of the problem of Chav Lacher. So first of all, the first thing I want to talk about is a general introduction. What does Migud Zachi and Avshei, Zachi and Amir Lechaver, take care of the problem of Chav Lacher? Zachor, the beer at Varm is like this. I asked you to see Rashi on Daf Yoreh Bet Aleph. Rashi over there says the following. Leikana, Tevez of Achoyev, Zer Rashi, Bokum Shechav Lachem, and Yoreh Bet Aleph, Ka'od Mabo Me'elo, Betoyn Nizmo Mechaver, Bishol Choyev, Sheyesh La'achu Olov, Ubo Lekadim, Atchol Eitzvah, Senru, Bachoyev, Acher, Vinim Zer Tevez, Chav Bitzisah, Sazoy, Sez Nishim, Yechav Lachem, Zer Rashi, Chav lachem, mafsid esachem, loy kona, kedam ritzu, but zelavko kamini alias kerfiz me'elo, v'chav le'elu. You don't have the kerfiz to jump by yourself and go to cause harm. Me'achas shalos, so as ha'neshe, shlech le'tvois, the malva didn't make you a shlech. This Rashi is a shastasis, we've spoken about it many times over the years. We're going to talk about it now in the context of this Gemara. Rashi says that the problem of chav lachem is a very interesting lesson. Zelavko kamini alias kerfiz me'elo, v'chav le'elu. You don't have the kerfiz to jump by yourself, meaning the words inside, you don't have the lav kol kamine. You don't have the kerkus, the eskefitz me'elov. You don't have the ability to jump by yourself, and to v'chav le'elu do aluham. What does that mean? What's the birat from? What's Bigud Dezachi? Fix that problem. So the birat from is like this. The big riddle that I want to present is, how does Bigud Dezachi fix this problem? It's magic. Does it go do it for somebody else? What does that mean? He spoke already many times. He said this from Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Zain and Rabbi Nochum. Then every time I send a shlech to do something, there are two chedushim. Every time I send a shlech to do something, there are two chedushim. There are two nekudas in every shlech. There's one nekuda when I send a shlech. I'll give you an example. I want to send a shlech to go over to Kaddish Alevi. I want to go send a shlech to buy me a house. So one problem is that I didn't do it. I didn't do the kedushim. I didn't buy the house. So how could the mechira, the kedushim, be attributed back to me? Halloy, I didn't do it. So one topic is, every time I send a shlech to go do something, I have to take care of one problem that, lamaisa, I didn't do it. I want to get married too late. I didn't make a kedushin. I want to buy a house. I didn't buy the house. The answer is, what he does is, mesiach is back to me. He could do for me. That's the chiddush shlichus. Shulchan shalom kumbaisi. Rabbi Seinu taught us, but there's another chiddush shlichus. And that is, besides the fact that the Baal HaChalois, the Baal who's being Mekadosh, the lady, the guy who's buying a field, didn't do it. There's another problem, and that is, the person who is doing it is a total stranger. That means, a person went ahead and made a Maisa Mechira. You're not the one buying the house. I'm saying a teeth of heart. Shimon says this. You're not the one buying the house, okay? So, what gives you kerchus to buy the house? What do you mean? I'm a Shliach. But it's not for the Kodesh of Shlichus. You're an outsider. You're a strange person. You're Maaser Shlichus. A guy goes to a lady and is Mekadosh her. You don't plan to be her husband. So the Maaser Kedushin is not a Maaser Kedushin. You're still an outsider. You don't have the Kodesh to do the act. So every time I send a Shlichus, every time I send an outsider to go to a Chalitz for me, I have to grapple with two issues. And Shlichus, by the way, bridges both issues. One problem is that I didn't do the Kedushin. I didn't do the Maaser Kinyan. And the second problem is, who is he, Bachal? His actions have no meaning. He's a total outsider. What do you mean he was Mekadosh HaLeid? It's not a Maaser Kedushin. What do you mean he bought the land? He's not buying the land for himself. So what do you mean he participated in a Maaser Kinyan? His Maaser Kinyan has meaning? So every time I appoint a Shliach, I'm doing two things, which, by the way, are not connected to each other directly. One is, I'm infusing the Shliach with the Kedushin to do what he's doing. In other words, his actions have meaning. His Maaser Kedushin is a Maaser Kedushin. His Maaser Kinyan is a Maaser Kinyan. That's one thing. That he's not an outsider. That he's a Baal Dover. The second thing is that when he does it, it's called, I did it. Very nice. He has the kriyas to do it. That's wonderful. But I didn't do it. The answer is no. Shulchan Aruch Moses says that when I send the guy to go do it, so the word is, what he does is called, I did it. So every time when you send a stranger to go do a chalais, you have to grapple, said Rabbi Seinu, with two separate issues. There's one issue that you have to grapple with is that I didn't do it. And the second issue you have to grapple with that he is nobody. Who is he, Bachal? He's not a nobody. He's Maisa. The Maisa Kinyan doesn't mean he did a Maisa Kinyan. His Maisa Kinyan has no meaning, Bachal. Take, for example, I'll give you an example. I sent a shliach to go do a Maisa Kinyan, to do a Maisa Chazak. He built a fence around the field. Very nice, he built a fence. So you have a philanthropic organization that's donating fences to people. You showed bailus. Usually, your act was an act of showing bailus. Who are you? You're a total stranger. You have no shechus to the Zafu Chalter. He says, no, I'm a shliach. That means every time, that's another question. Very nice, the guy's a shliach. But you didn't do the Maisa Kinyan. He says, no. So Shulam Shalom Kubaisa, he said, Rabbi Seinu, always grapples with two different challenges when you send an outsider. One is his Maisa called a Maisa? Does he have the Kerchus Mechal to do the Maisa? And second of all, can I be with Siachas back to you, do I attribute it back to you that it's called you did it? Pesachim Elam Shalom Bafanov, I did appoint the guy. So what's the word? So Pesachim Elam Shalom Bafanov, Torah said that even without appointing, he can go do for you. It's a schus. And he has the ability to poil for you. But, like I just said, by Shlichus, every Zochin has to grapple with that Zach itself. One is, the person that you're being Zeicha for didn't do it. He's fast asleep. The Torah said, I could do for him. But there's another issue, and who made you a Baal Dover? And here, these things are very tricky. By Shliach, I made him a Baal Dover. I went ahead and said, go do the Maisim. So that gave your Maisim meaning. By Shchir, I didn't appoint him. So who appointed him? Says Rashi, Chayfetz Me'elov. He came by himself, he jumped by himself. He had Lashon HaRashi. Kofetz Me'elov, he jumped in. He volunteered, he stepped up to the plate. He said, Ich will das tun. I want to do that, finished. So, in Tzchiya, you grapple with the two issues of, A, because it's a source, you don't have to do it, somebody else can do it for you. Somebody can channel a chalais to you. And Tzveitens, he has the kochus to do it. I'll say the same thing. You're doing a Maaser Kinyan, you're not doing it for yourself. He's not an outside there. It's no. I can be a Kofetz Me'elov. Said Rabbi Seinu, when you have a Chavala Acherim, where's the problem? The problem is in your Hisyachsos back to the end of guy that I can't go with Miyachas to result to him, I can't go Miyachas, or the problem is my craft to do it. This is where Rabbi Seinu with a dike in the Lashon of Rashi Daf Yud. It says Rashi, Loikana, the Lav Kol Kemine Elias Kaifetz Me'elov. What does the Lashon mean of Lav Kol Kemine Elias Kaifetz Me'elov? What do those words mean? Lafkuk means you don't have the koyach. Lafkuk means I don't have the koyach to jump by myself to do bad. Said Rabbi Seinu, if you had to put a finger on, where's the weak link? I don't have koyches to go do bad. That has shaykhus b'chal to be misyachis your maisa back to yana guy. What's lafkuk mean? You have to do with anything. Lafkuk means I don't have the koyches to do it. You don't have the koyches to do it. So where's the problem? That's why it's not called the yana guy did it. If there's a din that I could do for yana guy, Moshe, let's say the introduction that I said wouldn't be true. And I would say that there's only one agenda. What he does is called, you did it. So what do you mean, Lafko, Kamini, Elias, Chavachim? I don't have the Kirchus or Chavachim. What does it mean? I don't have the Kirchus. If it's called that whatever I do for you is called, you did it, you did it. Said Rabbi Seinu, the problem of Lafko, Kamini is in problem issue number two. Beseder, it's a schus, and whatever I do is called, he did it. I'll say it in a blunt way. Let's say there would be a din by a schus that the person doesn't have to do it themselves. It's a din by a schus. You don't have to do it yourself. It's automatic kamoisa, right? Whoever does it. So what do I care if Yanaka has lafko kamina? What do I care if Yanaka has kirchas? He doesn't have kirchas. Who cares? There's a din that whenever there's a schus, I don't have to do it. So somebody else did it for me. What's the problem? He doesn't have kirchas. What do I need kirchas for? The Tevet says that for every shlichus, you have to grapple with two issues. One is you didn't do it. Okay, so it's a schus, I don't have to do it. But there's another issue. Who gave Yanagai the kayach? Who gave him the power of attorney? Who gave him the right b'chal to make the chalais? The answer is, I made him a shlich. What about when he's not a shlich? That's the kayach of schus. Kayach is me'ilo. I can self-appoint myself. I can give myself the kayachus. It's not Rashi, but when it's a chavla cherim, you don't have the kayachus to go make yourself into a baldover to go do chavla to other people. Listen to this loshen. Lav kol kamine. Leo is koyfitz ve'elu v'chav le'elu. You don't have the koyches. It's a chisorin in the koyches to do. You don't have a koyach to go do such a chalois. So it's not a chisorin in the siachsus ha'maisa that yena guy didn't do it. That's not the problem. If it's a schus, and the Torah or the Svara was mechadish by a schus, I want it done, so it's done for me. So what do I care if you have the koyches, you don't have the koyches. There it is. But every shlichus has to grapple with another issue. Who made the guy into a baldover? Who made his maisa into maisa? The Torah says, when he's a shliach, I made him into a maisa. When he's not a shliach. So the word is, who appointed him to go do it? Who made him into a baldover? That's the huge chiddush of Schia. The huge chiddush of Zachal Dolor Shalei Bufanim is a person can self-appoint themselves and say, Ich bin a baldover to go do the Zach. I'm an outsider who comes in and makes kinyan. That's called a Maisa Kinyan. A Miski, not is that called a Maisa Kinyan that works for somebody. That's called a Maisa Kinyan. You're not making it for yourself. You're not planning to buy it for yourself. You're a Maisa Kinyan, you're showing Bailas. That's called you're showing Bailas. Miski, Mabel de Kakasha. A guy walks in and he does a Maisa Kinyan, he does Meshicha. He picks up the bike for somebody else. So forget about the problem that it's somebody else. But say that it's Zochin. I'm asking Akasha. What do you mean? You pick, that's called a Maisa Kinyan. You showed Bailas who are. You're an outsider. Terence says, no. I was a Kaifas Meilev. I was self-appointed. I jumped in. Zoch Rashi, you don't have the Kaifas to make yourself self-appointing. You don't have the ability to give yourself Kaifas to go do Maisa Kinyan for somebody else when it's Chav L'Acherim. So Avosenu taught us that the problem of Chav L'Acherim lies in the second Chiddush of Shlichus. In the first Chiddush of Shlichus, that's something which I didn't do, I don't have to do it, that's not making a difference with Chav L'Acherim. It's not a function of Kamine. Either you need to do it or you don't need to do it. It's not a function of Koichus. But the second Chiddush of Shlichus, which is that Yene Gai, the outsider's Maisa, has meaning. I'm asking Mori the Kakashi, you did a Meshicha. Meshicha is showing Bailas. Akbal is showing Bailas. Where did you show Bailas? You're not the Bailam. So where was there a Maisa Kinyan done here? There was no Maisa Kinyan perpetrator. There it says, what do you mean? I was appointed. I was given the Kreiches, which allows me the Kreiches to go do it. Says Rashi, Lavko Kamina Lias Kefetz Ve'elov, Lach Ve'elov, to go do Chav to other people, you don't have the Kreiches to self-appoint. And therefore, where's the problem? You don't have the Kreich. Lavko Kamina is a critical code word. Lavko means you don't have the Kreiches. Means you're lacking the Kreiches to make the Kinyan. You're not lacking the Kreiches to send it back to the guy. That's not a word of Kreiches, that's a Mitzias. Yeah, the guy doesn't have to do it. Whatever I do is called he did. We're talking about the Nekud of the Kreiches to make the Kinyan. When it's Chav L'Acherim, you don't have the Kreiches. Every time when I'm a Shliach. So the word is I have the Kreiches because I'm a Shliach. That makes me into a Valdover. That gives Mashmoyas to my Meisim. But in a case where I'm not a Shliach, so I'm the one who appointed myself. So by a schus, you can appoint yourself to go do things for somebody else. And shockingly as it sounds, your actions have meaning. But in a case with Chav L'Acherim, you don't have the Kreiches to self-appoint yourself and make yourself into a Valdover. Okay, now. You don't have the Kreiches to go do Chav L'Acherim. It's not the Wild West. If it's a schus for somebody else, you can be Kreiches Me'elov. To go do Chav to other people, you don't have the right. You don't have the right. You don't have the right to go ahead and be it to other people. Who are you, Bachal? The Me'elov, one second. The Fizet, that's the problem of Chav L'Acherim. So we understand why Migud the Zach Le'Nav, she's Zach Le'Nav, Le'Chav Re'Hops. All that's in a case where I'm not doing it for myself, I'm doing it for Yanim. So I say, who gave me the rights to do this Maisa? Amigo the Zachlin Apshe, Zachlin Amad Chavri says, I'm anyway doing it for myself. I'm doing a Maisa picking up, and I'm doing it for myself. Now, once I'm doing it for myself already, I already have the right to do it, that's for sure. I don't care if it's Chav L'Acherim, I'm doing it for myself. Avifo that I have the right to do it, it's more the Kazakh. Migud the Zachlin Apshe, Zachlin Amad Chavri is a direct response to Lavko Kamini Elias Kerfiz Meil of Lachlin Acherim. Migud Zochel Nafshi is a direct response to the Rashi of Lav called Kamine Lios Kedveil. The problem of Chav L'Acherim is not Stam Epis. It's bad. The problem of Chav L'Acherim is because you don't have the koiches to do it. You don't have the ability to self-appoint yourself to go do bad things. Zogich, that's in a case where I need the koiches to do it, but in a case where I'm doing it for myself. How to do it for myself, I have the koiches to do it. So I have the ability to do this Maisa. I have to say that I have the ability, I'm a baldover to go make the Maisa, I have the right to have the koiches, I have the right to make this Maisa Kinyan. Once I have the right to make the Maisa Kinyan, so then I have the ability already to go ahead and do it for somebody else also, because I only have the right to go do it. I don't have the koiches to go make the Kinyan for somebody else when it's Chav L'Acherim. But I have to say that I'm doing it for myself anyway, and for that, I have the kreiches. I have the ability to go ahead and do it for myself. Once I do it for myself, then I can go ahead and do it for somebody else also. That's why Migud Zochel Le'Nafshi Zochel Amri L'Chavri is a response to the problem of Chav L'Acherim. That's the Aleph Beis of the Sugya. So, Bokar HaMachlokes over here, between Rami Bachama and Broken Machlekes over here between Rami Bachama and Rabba, whether or not Rami Bachama said, I don't need to come on to be good to Zach Lenaf, she's Zach Lenaf, Lechavi. If I'm walking down the street and I pick up a Zach for somebody else, I'm allowed to do it. And there's no problem with Chav Lechem. We'll have to talk later on the coming blah. Why not? What happened to Chav Lechem? He doesn't hold the Chav Lechem. There's some Rishonim who say that it's not called the Chav Lechem because it's a Mitzia. But our opponent, that's Rami Bachama. Rabbah argues and says, no, you can't argue that it's Chav Lechem. Our Mishnah, which says that when two people pick up something together, you need to come on to Magbir Mitzia Lechaveroi, because otherwise it's Menachas Agavikarka, which is a concept we're going to talk about in the coming days at length, Arichas Gadol. The answer is, over here, there's a new thing called Nigud Zachri Nafshi. Once I'm doing it for myself already, then I can do it for somebody else, even if it's Chav Lacherim. That's the favor of the Bir Advaram over here. What Nigud Zachri Nafshi, Zachri Nami Lechavri helps. One second. Came along Rava and says, Teda, I'll bring you a raya. That there's a concept called Migu de Zachel in Afshi, Zachel in Ami Lechavri. What's the raya? She lo amal shulchan tzeyeh gano yodhi gano pot. We know the din is that if a person sends a guy off to go steal, classic case, we say ain't shlichat avir. Pishut v'shagan hu, and the din is, where we learn out the din is from, we'll see in a minute, Pishut v'shagan hu chayavim. And shutfim who steal, to chayiv. What happened to the problem of Migu, what happened to the problem of, the answer is Migu Zachin Nafi Zachin Ami Lechavi. My time, I'm sure Migu Zachin Nafi Zachin Ami. Before Shagamara, the Rabbah brought a riot that there's a concept called Migu Zachin Nafi Zachin Ami Lechavi. There's such a concept. That means there's a maila in a case where you're doing it for yourself. What's the riot? Because by Gneva we have a problem called Enshech Adavera, and yes, Shutz Vishagon Vuachayev. So it's a riot, Migu Zachin Nafi Zachin Ami Lechavi. Same way it takes care of the problem of, what? Of ancient Vavera, it fixes the problem of what? Of Chav Lachem. At Khan, this very unusual Gemara. So the Gemara speaks out explicitly. What's the riot from Geneva that there's such a concept called Bigud Zochil and Afshi Zochil and Amil Chavri? Because otherwise, from ancient Vavera. Fekta Bikivagar. Akasha, Rabosha used to call this Kasha one of the seven wonders of the world. Mamash Pile Habriya. If Kivega is Akasha, the Gemara looks like a printing mistake. How in the world, Fekta Bikivega and the Fudim Abbeza, I asked you to see it today. How in the world could Migut Zachel and Afshi, Zachel and Amelechavi, fix the problem of Enshech of Avera? What in the world are you talking about? What in the world are you talking about? How could Migut Zachel and Afshi, Zachel and Amelechavi, fix the problem of Enshech of Avera? Fekta Bikivega, I don't understand. And I'm going to expand on Bikivega's Kasha. For example, when you have the problem of Chav Lacherim, what's the problem of Chav Lacherim? We're just finishing. The problem of Chav Lacherim is that you don't have the rights to go ahead and self-appoint yourself to go ahead. Watch what I'm saying, I'll tee for raid. But the problem of Chav Lacherim is not that fundamentally you can't be a shliach for Yena guy. That's not the problem. The problem is not fundamentally you can't be a shliach for Yena guy. You heard what I just said? That's not the problem of Chav Lacherim. I just explained. The problem of Chav Lacherim is that you can't go ahead and kreif it's me'ela of lafko kumin on the kreiches. I mean, Zachi fixes that. In fact, we keep egging the problem of ancient Zavir is there's no parashah shlichas haveris. We spoke about it in Kedushin, the Pashup Shadis we keep egging learned. The Torah didn't give a parashah shlichas haveris. Haveris, you can't send somebody else to do for you, okay? So the walking is over. What's going to happen? Migud Zachi and Afi Zachi and Ami Lachavri. Averis doesn't have the parashah shlichas, so you can't do an Averis for somebody else. Maybe it's because different time of Mishaymin, he wasn't supposed to do it. It doesn't make a difference. But Kiveg is asking a generic question. How in the world could the Gemara prove that there's a concept called Migud Zachli and Afshi from the fact that Shutz Meshaganvu, from the case that Shutz Meshaganvu, how in the world could it be such a Zach? How could Migud Zachli fix the problem? Migud Zachli means it's a very strange Gemara. I just want to set up the structure of the Gemara first of all. Rabbah was Mechadish, there's a concept called Migud Zachli, and it fixes the problem of Chav Lacherim, and therefore said Rabbah to Rabbi Chama, you're wrong. In a case where they both picked it up, then you have Migud Zachi. But in a case where they both didn't pick it up, it doesn't work. Said Rabbah, I'll prove to you that there's such a concept called Migud Zachi, because Shutfim, who are Ganvin, they don't have a problem. Hakasha, what's the riot? Maybe it's because of Migud. No! Because it says an Eichich of Avera. Alamayit is the concept called Migud Zachi. So what's the structure of the Gemara? From the fact that Migud Zachi and Afshi fixes the problem of Eichich of Avera, so Migud Zachi can fix the problem of what? Of Chav Lacherim. Factor of Kivagar, or Tzorach and Gola, that's what we're talking about. How in the world could Migud Zachi fix the problem? Eishet Zavir means that for Averis you need to do them yourselves. There's no parsha of There's no parasha of Shlich L'Svaveres, period. But in the parasha of Averes, you do it yourself. Somebody else did it, you're not chayiv. Ain't Shliach L'Svaveres. Supposed to be with the Zachel and Afshi, Zachel and Afshi, how are we going to help you? If I have to come on to a parasha of well, what's being Zachel and Afshi, what's it going to help me? If I need to go on to a parasha of Shlichus, what's it going to help me? As a factor, Mikibei doesn't understand. Which problem is Mikibei? The Gemara says, the Zachel is fixing the problem of Ain't Shliach L'Svaveres. How can it fix the problem of Ain't Shliach L'Svaveres? Mikibei group, by the way, cynically adds on. Rabbi Kivager cynically adds on over there in that view, and Rabbi Kivager asked you to see. He said, I have a different question, said Rabbi Kivager. There's all types of cases where there's no shlichus. There's no shlichus for a cotton. There's no shlichus for a akum. Maybe the Zaki will help him. He said, Rabbi Kivager, I'm going to say to you, there's no shlichus for a pair, there's no shlichus for a akum. You can't be a shlichus for a guy. Okay? What happens? Maybe the Zaki will help. There's no shlichus for a cotton. Maybe the Zaki will help. He says, if you have somebody who's mufka from the parish of shlichus, maybe the Zaki is not going to help you. So, Ein Shlichus Averes, you move from the parasha of Shlichus. As a fact, Rabbi Kivager, a tzorach in Godel, that means Rabbi Kivager was prepared to swallow the migu de Zachi can fix the problem of Chabal Acherim. That, yeah. He doesn't explain why, by the way. I'll say the Hezbollah that I said. Akachyati Rabbi say. Rabbi Kivager doesn't bother explaining it. Rabbi Kivager was prepared to understand that if your problem is Chabal Acherim, that migu de Zachi could help. But if your problem is Ein Shlichus Averes, what's it going to help? So, Rabbi say, we're going to put this kasha on the shelf. Let's put it on the shelf. It's a famous kasha. But the Gemara says it works. Okay? But the Gemara says it works. The Gemara says that even though by shlichus there's a problem of ein shlichus l'averes, by bigud zachi takes care of the problem. Kivega shrei tzchai v'kayim. How could there be such a thing? Either we'll have a teretz on it, we won't have a teretz on it, there are teretz on it, we'll see. Well, let's put that on the shelf for a second, okay? But the Gemara brought it right as a concept of bigud zachi nafshi zachi nami l'chami. Let's start the journey now. So the Gemara brought a raya from a case called Shutfim Shagonvu, two Shutfim who stole. So it's a raya that Migud is Zachin and Ashi, Zachin and Ami Lachavi. Slowly. What's the case? Where was there a case where we see that Migud is Zachin fixed the Vahishir of there? It says Rashi. Shutfim Shagonvu, Echad Hitzim, Rashus Bayan, Ladaiti, Ladas Chaver, Amin, Baba Kamad, Dechaver, Hayavan. Slowly. Slowly. Rashi says, what's the case of Shutfim Shagonvu that we brought a raya from? The Migu the Zachi fixed the Pasha of Era. Very simple, how to shoot from steel. A guy stole for him and his friend. It means the guy has a Geneva company, and he has a Shotef. And he goes into somebody's Rishos, he's stealing a car, or he steals a bike, and he did Meshicha on the bike, right? He did Hakbo on the bike, he did it all that, him and his friend, I shoot from Chicago. I did it for me and my friend. How does it work over there? I ain't shlichus l'averes. The answer is what? What's the answer? I'm ignoring Rabbi Kivager's kasha now. Tosis argues, Tosis says, Pierce Rakuncha Shahitzi the Daito of Aschaverk is Baba Kama. They ain't never the Hosan Bitfiha Ari, Bitfiha Filo Amate Vitfachli, Vitavoyachli, Chayak Kitashina, Tachas the Rabbis of Shlich. I'll shoot for Shagonu Shaykh Birshna. Let me just explain the Pshat, and then we're going to start Tifa Tifa Lamdu, which is life changing. Taisha says that Rashi brought a raya that the case of Shutf Meshagonvu was a case where I stole for myself and my Shutf. Kedisa Baba Kama, like it says in Baba Kama. What does it say in Baba Kama? Baba Kama, it says that one guy, two people stole a behemoth, and then one of them shechted for him and his friend. Says Taisha, there's no raya from that case that you shechted for you and your friend, because on the Tficha we know the din is what? What's the din on Shrita? Tficha. There's din of what? We don't think Kedushin. Yeish Leach Vaveva. So there's no raya from the fact that you shechted for your friend. So Rashi can't come along and say that the cases where I stole from me and my friend, like it says in Baba Kama, there's no such Gemara in Baba Kama. The case of Baba Kama is talking about a case where you shechted for you and your friend. Alamai Tosis says, the case is where two people picked it up together. Two got up and picked it up together. They had a real shotvis, they went into a heavy bike, so they did have a ball together, they were carrying the bike together, slowly. I'll ask on Tosis, and how did the Gemara know that two Shnayim Shutfim were going? How did Tosis? Let me say this, the Gemara, the Rashi quotes not right, but how do you know that two people who steal Zach together are stealing? Maybe not. The answer is because the Gemara over there says that you shechted for your Shutf. How did you become a Shutf with him? The Gemara over there says you Shutf for you and your Chaver. And how did you become your Chaver? How did you become a partner in it? If I says, well, Shutf and Shagadu. What's the case of Shutf and Shagadu? Two guys picked it up together. That means everyone agrees there's a raya from that Gemara of Baba Kama that Shutf and Shagadu, Achayev. The Gemara over there says that two guys were Shutf and a Behemoth. The Gemara says one guy shechted for his friend. How did they become Shutf and the Behemoth? Because they stole it together. Just as Machlekes, Rashi says, what was the case? Rashi was the case of how we became Shutf and was that I stole it for me and for you. And Tosfos says that's not the case. The case, they both picked it up together. But if they ask me, but how do I know that there is a din of shutzim shekano? How do I know that shutzim is still the chayiv? The answer is because the over there says that one guy went ahead and shechted the behemoth for him and his friend. It means they were both shutzim in the behemoth. How did they become shutzim in the behemoth? They stole it together. How did they steal it together? Here, broke out of Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi learns he stole it together because I stole it for you and me. And the other cases, they both picked it up together. Okay, so that's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, which we're going to spend now the next 2 days on. So I want the Eilim to understand the context now, what's going on here. The Gemara brought a raya from a case of shutfim who stole. There's a problem in Shechet Va'avera, and maybe the Zochi fixes it. I repeat, the Gemara brought a raya from a case of shutfim who stole. There's a problem in Shechet Va'avera, and maybe the Zochi fixes it. What is the case of shutfim Shaganu? Says Rashi, the case is where one guy went ahead and picked it up, stole it for him and his chaver. His chaver didn't do the stealing. Must be because Zochi Nafi, Zochi Nami and Chavri. What does Tosfos say the case is? They both picked it up together. That's the case of Shutz v'Shaganu that we use Bigud Zochi to fix the problem in Shechet Va'avera. By the way, I have a Mari Dekakashi Mshat, which I'm sure you all had. If they both picked it up together, what do you need Bigud Zochi for? What do you need Shlichus for? They both did the act of stealing. What's the problem? What? Oh, so the problem of what? Karka Karka. Why is there a problem that's Menachas Agabi Karka? That's my Kinyanim. By Genev, I'm not doing Kinyanim. Shtein Tosfos, that in order to be called a Ganav, you have to do a Maisa Kinyan. If you don't do a Maisa Kinyan, you're not called a Ganav. It's a Mishnah in Baba Kama Lefayin Tes. It means in order to be called a Ganav, you have to do a Zach that in regular civilian life is called a good Kinyan. Now, if when two people pick it up in regular civilian life, it's not called a good Maisa Kinyan, because it's Menachas Agabi Karka, then you won't be called a Ganav either. So from the fact that you're called a Ganav, when two guys picked it up together, it's a Raya that's called a Maisa Kinyan. That's Tam Lepshad in Tosfos. So again, Rabbi Machomer came along and said, "We don't know why yet." He brought a raya from our Mishnah of two people who picked it up. Said Rabbi, "There's no raya. Our Mishnah, when they both picked it up together, is Migud Zochin Avshachin Amechavi. And I'll prove you that there's a concept called Migud Zochin Avshachin from a different place in Shas. Halei by Gnevid is a problem called Ein Shechet Va'Avera. And yet we find that Shutfim who stole, it works. How could one guy do for the other? Ein Shechet Va'Avera. The answer is Migud Zochin Avshachin Amechavi." Atkan the Tzuras are from. Broke out now, a famous Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what was the case of Shutz v'Shaganu? What was the case of Shutz v'Shaganu where we used Migud Zochi Nafi Zochi Nami Chavri to go do for the other guy? So Rashi says a simple case. One guy went ahead and did an act of stealing for him and his partner. Now over there, you need to come on to Shlichus. Why don't you need to come on to Shlichus over there? By the way, classic. Why don't you need to come on to Shlichus? Why don't you need to come on to Shlichus? Why don't you come on to Shlichus? Because he didn't steal. So the answer is, I stole for him, right? I ain't Shechet Va'Avera. The answer is, Migud Zochi L'Nafshe. Zochi Nami L'Chavi, with Rebbe Kivegas Kasha. How does Tosfos learn the case of Shutz v'Shaganu? Not that I stole for him and me. We both picked it up together. But there also we need to come on to Shlichus. Why do we need to come on to Shlichus over there? Because we're Nachas Agabi Karka. It's the problem of Shechet Va'Avera. What fixes the problem? What's better than that is what? Is Migud Zochi L'Nafshe, Zochi Nami L'Chavi. Fectic says, in Shin Mem Chesed Kohen Gimel. In fact, the Halakha Ktos in Shin Mem Chesed Kohen Gimel. So why is Tosfos arguing on Rashi? In other words, let's say he holds there's no raya to Rashi from the Gemara Bava Kama. Okay. But why does he have to change the case? What forced him to change the case? Well, they're both exactly the same case. In both cases, you're doing your shlichus with the other guy. In the case of Rashi, you're stealing it for him because he didn't pick it up at all, so you're doing the stealing for yourself and for him. He has a problem with Shlichus. In the case of Tosfos also, he has a problem with Shlichus V'Avera. Why is there a problem with Shlichus V'Avera in the case of Tosfos? Because since they're both picking it up together, there's a problem of what? Of Menachas Agabi Karka. So I need each guy to do for the other. And there's a problem with Shlichus V'Avera. And if there's a problem with Shlichus V'Avera, so what works? Because Zochi Nafshi Zochi Nami Chavri. So why is Tosfos' case? Why does Tosfos argue on Rashi? Why does he argue on Rashi? Why does he have to bring a new case? He could say there's no raya. Well, what's it? Rashi said a case. His raya is all right. What do you need? By the way, let's go better. What does Rashi need a raya for? Rashi says a simple case. You don't like the case? Why not? Tosfos says no. There's no raya to that case, and therefore the case is talking about they both picked it up together. What's wrong with Rashi's case? What's wrong with Rashi's case? I'm saying in Rashi's case, you tell me because in Rashi's case the guy's doing the gneva, and in Tosfos' case also he's doing the gneva for him. By the way, it's mukhruch that in Tosfos' case I'm doing it for you. Because if I wouldn't be doing it for you, then I wouldn't need to come on to what? How in the case of Shnei Shikbiu, if I wouldn't be doing it for you, then I wouldn't need to come on to what? I wouldn't need to come on to Migud Zochi Nafshi Zochi Nami L'Chavri. Why am I coming on to Migud Zochi Nafshi Zochi Nami L'Chavri in the case of Tosfos? Because I'm in Shechet Aveir. Why do we need to come on Shechet Aveir? Because I'm doing it for you. Why am I doing it for you? Because Menachas Gabi Kaka, right? It's a factor case. Why is Tosis' case better than Asher's case? Why is Tosis saying a different case? It's a Pelot Mamsha, Dovah Neir of Oyim. Why is Tosis saying my case is better? Hatki de Kachi says that Rashi said a case. You don't have a Raya to a case. We don't have a Raya to a case. What do you need a Raya for? That's a classic case of stealing for somebody else. You have a Tosis could say it's also talking about such a case. What's your argument on Rashi? What did Rashi say that was wrong? Your case is better. Your case is exactly the same case. You need to come on to be with the Zachi. You need to fix the problem in Shiva Vavera. And the Tosis says, I don't know what Tosis wants. I don't know what Tosis arguing Rashi for, but the cases are different. And by the way, I'll say even more than that. Hello, the case of Tosis has to be a case of Ein Shechet Aveir, because otherwise the Rabbah didn't have a Raya to be with the Zochi. Rabbah's coming to bring a Raya that is a certain Migud of the Zochi, right? Where's his Raya from? The Migud of the Zochi fixed the problem of Ein Shechet Aveir, correct? I can't hear you. No, but I ask you, why is this being a new case? What's wrong with Rashi's case? Rashi is a problem with... I can't hear you. I know what you're saying. Maybe who told you it's wrong? Maybe it's like Rav. No, I'm not, because maybe it's like Rav Mocham. Where's their proof then? Maybe it's like Rav Mocham. You know, I know, but where's Rav's Raya though? Rav says Teda. You don't know. Rav says I'll prove to you that I'm right. Where's your Raya? Maybe Rav Mocham is right. Maybe the reason why it works is because Rav Mocham is dinner. Maybe it's like Rav Mocham. I have a hech with that. Maybe the Zochi works. It takes care of Ein Shechet Aveir. His Raya is from Ein Shechet Aveir, not from the problem Nachas Gabi Karak. I'm proving it to you. That's the Kasher B'Kivegar, B'Seder. But that's Pshat and the Gemara. I didn't the Gemara this morning. I understand you. If not, there's no Raya. He says, Teda, I'll prove to you that there's a concept called Migdal Zohar. Where's the Raya from? That you can pick up for the other guy. Maybe it's because of Rav Mohammed, because Magdal Zohar Chavetz is a new problem with Ein Shechet Aveir. And from the fact that Migdal Zohar fixes the problem of Ein Shechet Aveir, it can fix the problem of Chav Lachem. It's more like that. That's what Pshat and the Gemara is. If you don't understand B'Seder, it's a Shver Gemara, but that's the Pshat and the reading of the Gemara. But it doesn't make, that's not what it says. That's why it's changed the case for that. Not about what I just said. You don't understand the Gemara from now. Wait a second, okay? No. Nigga the Zachi, no. How's it going to fix it? Rav Mohammed is the deal with different problem. Rav Mohammed doesn't fix anything. Rav Mohammed is no problem. You forgot that. Rav Mohammed is no problem with Chavlachem. I said, what's the issue there? Rav Mohammed doesn't fix problems. Rav Mohammed doesn't provide solutions. Rav Mohammed said, there is no problem with Chavlachem. You heard? What did Rav Mochum say? Maybe he said, okay, why not? Because it's no problem. Everything's fine. Why not? A lot of Rishonim say, because Metziah is not called Chav Lachem, okay? Yeah, that's the baseline shot. Father Shotam. It means, Rav brought a Raya, I'll prove to you there has to be a study called Migud Dezachi, because what fixes the problem? Ein Shechet Aveir. Only Migud Dezachi. Rav Mochum didn't provide solutions. Rav Mochum said, there's no problem. Rav Mochum said, there's no problem with Chav Lachem when you pick up Metziah. What's that going to do by Ein Shechet Aveir? Terence says, "Nelu Yisrael, you call Migud Zochi." He said, "You're proving this Migud Zochi." Broke out of Machlekes again. So broke out of Machlekes. Rashi Tosfos, listen to me carefully now. Broke out of Machlekes. One second. Broke out of Machlekes. Rashi Tosfos. From which case of Shutz Mishagonvu did Rava bring a raya that Migud Zochi takes care of the Pamei Shechver? By the way, it's Mefurish in the Gemara. That Rava was proving for Ein Shechet Aveir. How do I know that? Rava said so. Rava said, hey, every Gneva is a problem of what? Of Ein Shechet Aveir. If I show some sugar on the there is in Elamai Tzavai Migud Zochi. Where did Rava prove there's a concept of Migud Zochi? Because every Gneva has a problem of Ein Shechet Aveir, Zokt Rava. And over there you don't have. It means from the fact that there's no problem of Ein Shechet Aveir, it's a right to the concept of Migud Zochi. That's what first in the Gemara. The question is, what was the case where Migud Zochi worked? Rashi said this case, and Tosfos said that case, and the Tosfos and Shimon Chesed Kvar Gimel says, I understand, what are you arguing on Rashi? He's arguing on Rashi. He says, you're Raya, it was not a Raya, and therefore the case is what he quote. What do you need a Raya for? What's the problem? Why is Rashi's case worse than his? So there's two accepted Pshatim in the Welt, which are both upgeschlagged from the Ritva here. There's the famous Pshat of the Nesivis, in Shimon Kofes of Kvar Gimel, that I printed out for you now. And then there's the famous Yisoyed of Rav Bar that he answered the Kasha. There's two Terutz and White Tosfos argues on Rashi. Both of them are fascinating. The Nesivis, I'm going to say over the Nesivis, Balper. The Nesivis, the Simon Kofes of Gon Gimel. This is a massive Yisoyed to answer the Kasha of the what do you call it? A massive Yisoyed to answer the Kasha of the Tosfos. And B'toy Chatzvar, it answers the Kasher of Givei Grol, so it answers everything. It's not that you believe what he says. At first glance, the way I'm going to say over the Nesivis doesn't look like I'm saying the right shot. But at second glance, you'll see that I'm right. Avazbir's Vore. What's the first glance? What's the second glance? V'hakol Yovel Mekoyim Abisholim. Doesn't get cleaner. Nesivis had a massive Vore. Nesivis said like this. Up till now, we learned, Moshe, I said before, that the Pshat of Bibi Tuzaki, Nashi, Lachinam, Lachabi means like it's your Shliach, you're doing Shliach. We learned, for clarity's sake, Shliach is Ritam Shliach. You're a form of a Shliach, okay? So the Kasha, we can't be Chav Lachem. So we say, no, I have the courage to do it myself. And the Sivis left a completely different word. I'll show it to you inside in a second. Sivis says like this. Mibu Tuzaki, Nashi, Lachinam, Lachabi is Bechal a whole new parasha. It has nothing to do with Shlichus, nothing to do with Zachon Balam Shalei Bafanav. It's not from the parasha of Shlichus Bechal. The Din of Bibi the Zachon Nafi Zachon Nami Chavi says as follows. I have a koyach to be zeichah things for myself, right? I have a koyach to be zeichah things for myself. I have ability to make Shchiyah, I can make a kinyan. Since the Nesivis, let's say I want to go make a kinyan for myself. And in order for me to make a kinyan by myself, I have to help out the other guy. For example, what would be a case where in order for me to be kohen of myself, I have to help out the other guy? Vashnayim sheik biu, I want to be kohen hef, okay? I want to be kohen hef. I'm talking about a classic case of two people picking up a zach. Each one wants to be kohen hef, okay? So each one wants to be kohen hef. I want to be kohen hef. Just have a major problem. So I pick it up. I have a problem, devach. The other hef is menachas agavi karka because it's in the hands of the other guy, which is the topic of tomorrow. It's in the hands of the other guy. So in order for my kinyan, so by the way, two amicable people, two people are getting along, the b'shalom, b'shalva, they want to be kind of talis together, they pick it up together. That's the classic case of shnayim shikviyu, by the way, Yaakov. Where are we learning out of the Mishnah? It's the bottom of the page, we'll see. So two people picking up a talis, they want to be kind of together. I want to be kind of half, just I have a major problem. In order for me to kind of half, I have to do for him also. And he has to do for me, because if I'm not going to do for him, so that's going to be an achasik avikarka, correct? So I have to perpetrate a ma'aseh kinyan on the entire talis, partially for me and partially for him. And he'll do it for me also, obviously. It's both ways, okay? So in order for me to go ahead and be zeicha in my half, each of us has to do for the other. Says in Nesivis, the din of zeicha v'alam, migud zeicha nafshei, is not the pshat is, oh, when you're doing it for yourself, then you could be a shliach. Oh, when you're doing it for yourself, then you could be a zeicha. No. When you're doing it for yourself, since the right, I have a right to be zeicha in something, anything that is necessary in order for me to be zeicha, so my right to be zeicha gives me the right to do for other people without being a shliach, without being zochen. I repeat, anything which is necessary for me to facilitate and perpetrate my right to be koina, I can do. Look in the Lashon of the Nesivis. Did I print that out for you? The Lashon of the Nesivis is in the first piece, Poshta zichiyasai b'chol ha-chefetz. Tidavka b'makam shalno yiska l'chaver b'arba azu gam hu b'chol kol ha-yiskef. You're not going to be zeicha for him. Okay, so he won't be zeicha for you. Im kem poshta zichiyasai b'chol ha-chefetz. So then I have the ability to, zichiyasai doesn't mean zochin or shlifo. Zichiyasai means my ability to be kaina. So my right to be kaina applies to the whole, I can do for the whole chefetz. Ki goyim b'shnayim sheik b'yum etziyot. Im chaver lo yiska gam hu b'chol kol ha-yiska. If he's not going to be zeich in his half at the end of the day, if his kinyan won't work, so I won't be zeich in my half either. So in Mela, I have to be able to do for him in order that he should be zeich, in order that I should be able to be zeich, okay? In order for me to be zeich, I need him to be zeich. In order for him to be zeich, I have to do for him. Anything which is necessary, I have a fundamental Torah right to be kind of things. Anything which I need to do to be kind of my things, I can do. 1 second. Where do I see he means such an extremism? You look at the second paragraph that I photostated, copied over from the Nesivis. He says that this din of Mibud HaZachi applies even by a goy. It applies even by a cotton. It applies even by a virus. You don't need a parashah shlichus for this. Look in the second copy, the second paragraph. Well, if he's there, I feel echad ena parashah shlichus. Akum. Va'avera. Begulu. He says you're not using the koyach of shlichus b'chal. It's his pashtus of your koyach shchiyah. In my right of making kinyanim lives the ability to do everything that I need to do to make sure that my kinyan goes through. Now, in order for my kinyan to go through, he has to be koina, and in order for him to be koina, I have to do for him. So I can do anything that's necessary for me to be koina. Yeah, Meister Neumann? We'll get to the second. 1 second. 1 second slowly. 1 second. I'm saying over the Nazir, I'll get to what you said a second. Mimela says the Nazirus. This is why Tosis argued. Tosis says that in the case when you pick up the entire bike for him and for you, over there, you don't, Migud Zochi won't work. I say Migud Zochi Lanafshi Zochi Nami Lechavri. When I pick up the entire bike, do I need him to be koinet? No, because I picked up the entire bike. When do I need him to be koinet in order for me to be koinet? When I picked up him and he picked up him. So all the heavens were nachas like karka. So then I get into that order that my ability to be koinet my heif requires that he should be koinet his heif. Mela, I have to do for him. What about a case where I picked up the entire bike by myself? So there's no menachas like karka anymore. There's no menachas like karka anymore because I picked up the entire bike. Because there's no menachas like karka. I picked up the entire bike. The entire bike was hooked by machmas me. So I don't need Bechal that he should be koinet anything. Now I am a god of a philanthropist. I decide I'm going to steal for him also. Bevakasha, that's not Migud Zochi Lanafshi Zochi Nami Lechavri. Since the din of Migud Zochi Lanafshi Zochi Nami Lechavri is a din that's only in a case, it means like this. Migud Zochi Lanafshi Zochi Lechavri is a din in a case where your Maisa Kinyan requires you doing for him, then you could do for him. In a case where my Maisa Kinyan doesn't require me to do for him, then you can't do for him. You have the whole problem of Enshech of Avera. What happened to Enshech of Avera? Says in the Sivas, Akasha, we give you Akasha. We're not having Shlichas over here. It's Pashta Zchiyasa. It's a new Parsha. We never heard of him. There's a new case where a guy could do for Yen a guy. I could do for Yen a guy from a Shliach. I could do for Yen a guy from a Zochim. And I could do for Yen a guy if the Maisa Kinyan that I'm doing requires that I be able to do for him. And he could do for me. Okay? Both. I can do for him and he could do for me. In a case where in order for my Maisa Kinyan to get off the ground, I need to be able to do for him, then I'm able to do for him, even though it's a I ain't sure about Vera. Says the Nesivis, we're not using Shlichas over here. I'm not using the credit. My ability to do it for him is because I need it for myself, and my fundamental Yesoidistic right of doing, of making a Kenyan allows me to do things to other people when my ability to make a Kenyan requires that. And therefore, Tosis said, I can't say Migud Zochi Lanafshi in the case of Rashi. That's why you're arguing on Rashi. Rashi said that the case of Migud Zochi Lanafshi Zochi Nami Lechavri was the case where I picked it up for myself and for somebody else. Says Tosis in such a case. Says you know, the Migud Zochi in such a case. Now, Lefizeh, what would be the big nafkamina of this Nesivus? Lefizeh, this Nesivus, this is not just in the case of Gneva. What would be by Mitzia? I'm going down the street and I pick it up for myself and for somebody else. Will it work? The feet of this raid, I'm walking down the street and I found a mitzia, and there's a problem with chav lachem. I want to pick it up for myself and for somebody else. Will it work? It won't work. Why not? Because it's chav lachem. I migud zochli nafshi zochli nami lechavrei. In that case, I don't have migud zochli nafshi because I only have migud zochli nafshi in a place where my zchus kinyan requires me to get it. That's why in the case where I picked up half. The other half is al karka. So then I need my kinyan to do for him in order that his thing should work for me. Mashenkin in a place where I picked up the entire Zach, where I did a good Maisakba on it, just I decided to do it for myself and for him. You want a Migud Zochi Nafshi Nami Lechavri. So Tosis won't just argue in Rashi in the case of Gneva. He's having a Migud Zochi Machlekes. When do we say Migud Zochi Nafshi Zochi Nami Lechavri? And the Fidah Nesivas will come out that the Gemara says by us that by Mitzia, Migud Zochi works, will only be in a case where Shnayim Sheik Biu. We're both picking up. With the problem with Nachas Agave Karaka, where in order for my Kenyan to get off the ground, I need that I should do for him and he should do for me. Mashayin Kain, in the case of where I'm picking it up for myself and for somebody else, it won't work. And that's why he says Tosis argued on Rashi. One second. So Tosis argued on Rashi, he said that can't, it means like this, watch. Albeit it's true that Migud Zochi fixes the problem of Enshir Havavera, and the Gemara brought a riot that there's such a concept called Migud Zochi. But the case of Migud Zochi can only be in the case of Shnayim Sheik Biu because of the lumdus of the Nesivus. In a case where one guy picked it up for him and for somebody else, where you don't have the lumdus of the Nesivus, there won't be a din of Migud Zochi Lanafshi Zochi Nami Lechavri. And then you need to come on to the regular parasha of Shlichus. And the regular parasha of Shlichus has a din called Ein Shlichus Ba'Avera. That's the Nesivus' pshat in Tosfos. Tomorrow we're going to see Reb Bokhara's pshat in Tosfos, which is even more bombastic. And then, Mr. Shem, B'shal Tov, we're going to begin the machlekes of the Raivid, the Rosh, the Rashba.